Since Governor Doug Ducey paved the way for companies to test self-driving cars with no state regulations, the East Valley has become a hotspot. Last fall, Waymo became the first to deploy completely driverless vehicles in Chandler.
I hear many comments from the East Valley. Some are very excited, very proud it's going on, and others are very apprehensive.
That's Phoenix Councilwoman Thelda Williams addressing Eric Anderson, who oversees transportation for MEG, the Maricopa Association of Governments. He recently briefed Phoenix leaders on the opportunities like safer, more efficient travel and the challenges like uncertainty.
How quickly will all this happen? And so, and that's something you always have to weigh the risks. Do we want to invest in something when we think it's going to change in the future? But doing nothing isn't necessarily the option either.
Think about the impact of a family replacing two current cars with one autonomous vehicle. They won't need two parking spaces, and they won't have to pay taxes and fees on two cars. Governments must answer a lot of questions, including should streets be reconfigured to handle curbside pickups and drop-offs? What happens to parking garages? And how will they make up for lost revenue? Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.